Program, you can dial in toll free, bring up whatever you want. The number 855-450-FREE here with you tonight. It's Ian
and Derek J
and Mark
inviting you to the website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there, and we get them to you for free, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you $5, $6, $7, $8 a month. I bet you'll find more for free at freetalklive.com than you'll find in the pay section of those other shows. See for yourself. FreeTalkLive.com. We're going to continue with you and your thoughts here, and maybe a little bit more discussion about the Occupy movement in New York and Derek and how Derek's opinion has changed a little bit, I think, just over the last few days. We'll get to that here in a moment, but Mike is on a line here calling from San Francisco out of California. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to clarify a couple of things about the homicide that happened in or near Occupy Oakland.
Yes, it was stated to be on the edge of Occupy Oakland.
Yeah, it was about a block and a half away, and local media says that it's a supposed gang-related shooting. There's not much gang activity in downtown Oakland, but there's like a
except
homicide
for those who wear
a couple
badge
of days there.
That's interesting that they would call that on the edge, because to me, if something's on the edge, it means that if they're at a park, that they would be on the border of the park, that they would be on the very, you know, outer edge of that park, the outer edge of wherever the core group of people is. And to be a block and a half away doesn't even sound like being close to the edge. But what's your assessment of it?
I just have to go off what the local media has to say.
Well, right, but I mean, have you been by Occupy Oakland? Have you seen what's happening there? Have you, you know, are you aware of how far it spreads out, or how far it spread? They've been kicked out, but how far it spread out from the park by City Hall?
No, I haven't been. I live in San Francisco. I've just seen it on the news. It's pretty much on every morning. They're out there with live coverage. Actually, they're out there now with live coverage. That's about all they have to talk about.
What is going on right now in Oakland? Because I had seen a headline today saying that they were going to move it to San Francisco.
I didn't see that. I just got home from work. But, there's the Occupy San Francisco movement still going.
So you learned from local media that the shooting was gang-related?
Yes.
Okay. So some of the media is covering that it wasn't the protesters.
Yeah, they did mention... They made a point to mention that it was near Occupy Oakland, the encampment, but...
Right, because they want to really paint the Occupy movement with as negative a brush as possible. Hey, anything else you want to share tonight? Thanks for the info.
No, that's it.
Mike, appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Dustin is in Omaha. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dustin.
Hey, I just wonder, if it's okay with you, I want to read this guy's bio for you real quick. His name is Andrew Bracevich. He was on anti-war radio yesterday. It says he's a professor of international relations at Boston University, a retired career officer of the U.S. Army, and he's got a couple books like American Empire, The Realities and Consequences of U.S. Diplomacy, and The Limits of Power, The End of American Exceptionalism. So anyways... he was asked yesterday on anti-war radio with Scott Horton what foreign military bases we should keep, because he thought, you know, some of them were good, some of them were bad. And he said the ones in the Pacific Asian region were good, because it kind of served as a check to keep like Korea and China and Japan from an arms race. So I know you guys probably want all of our bases closed, so I wonder what you think about that.
You know, I don't know about foreign policy. You know, that sounds like it sounds like Scott Horton would be a better person to answer that question than I would, and I'm kind of interested in what Scott's response was.
Well, I know enough to say that for me, you can always, if you're somebody who supports the government and them being involved around the world, you can always come up with some reason why you have to have a base somewhere. So this guy has just simply determined that the bases in the you know, the Pacific Rim region are very important, and you know, he's got his reasons for that. But if you come at it from a principled perspective, then the answer is always, well, no, there's no need to have any bases anywhere, because we understand that having bases causes unrest frequently in the people that are there in those areas. Of course, you can point out to some of the constitutionalists that it's highly unconstitutional as well. But it, you know, it is essentially an occupation of these other, military occupation of these other lands. And I always like to point out to those folks, you know, that are advocating this, how would you feel if the German army or the Chinese military had a military base down the road from where you live? What would that make you feel if that were the case? And then just let them think about that for a little while. Dustin,
I've heard about people, like I know an ex-Marine buddy of mine that was stationed in Okinawa. He said they're pretty much welcome there. You know, Japanese kind of like military bases there, at least in his area. I don't know. I can't speak for all
Japanese. Okinawa is one of the most hated bases in the world. I mean, they hate that there, as I understand it. I'm not, his experience is valid for him.
If you're running a bar or a whorehouse near the base, you're probably going to be pretty happy.
I've never heard anything like that. I have never heard that.
But that's always what the soldiers will say. Well, they love us in Afghanistan. The kids, they love us. They're coming up and they're asking for things, and they it's great. We're building schools, and they always have excuses as to why they're there.
Except they don't have to think about how they're fundraising. They don't have to say, well, the people here love us, and we're supported by people at home. Because, I mean, Dustin, if you ask me what military bases to keep, of course I would agree with Ian that I don't want any. But I don't see any problem with this BU professor's putting his money towards military bases, but I would hope that he would give me the same common courtesy and say, hey, you can choose to support financially whatever military bases you want, and I would choose zero.
Yeah.
Right. And the question
is, the reason I cited his bio is because he's obviously some kind of a professional, or he knows enough about it to make the claim that there's the threat of an arms race absent U.S. military presence in the region.
But he doesn't know what I want. So, I mean, for him to make financial choices about...
The point is that most Americans, you know, wouldn't probably fund such a thing because they wouldn't know enough about it. Even if they would support it, would they know enough about it?
So you're going to say, this is the old argument that, well, those little Americans, they're so ignorant. We have to make decisions for them. Those of us who are educated, like our college professor here, they know what the world is like.
And What's the benefit to the American taxpayer of these bases and then preventing this arms race?
Well, nobody can know everything. I'm not saying that some college professor knows better than we do, but, you know more about some things, and you could give me advice on those things, and I know more about some things, I could give you advice.
But I didn't hear in this was the benefit to the American taxpayer, because, you know, when it comes to giving money to Israel and then giving money to, you know, all these other countries, Pakistan and all this stuff, I don't see the benefit, and I think that it's it's unfair for them to decide how my money is spent without me having any knowledge
on
it.
Hold on. This isn't giving advice. We're not just talking about sharing opinions. We're talking about someone who's going to force their opinion down everyone else's throat. So, you know, maybe he's right and there will be some kind of an arms race without the U.S. military there. Or maybe he's completely wrong. It's just his opinion, and I don't care what his opinion is. His opinion isn't justification to force peaceful people to fund his little vision of what the world should be.
Okay, should you have your way, would you just close down all the bases tomorrow, or would you want to see a transition? Would you be okay with that, like close down all the bases except for that region for, I don't know, 10 years?
What if instead of any of us playing dictator, we all just made our own choices about what we'd like to support, and if you want to support a military occupation in another place, you can cut them a check, and if you don't, you just leave your check at home.
Yeah, I don't believe
this. I don't know
this.
If it's an occupation. I mean, to me, occupation
is
more
like... Hold on, I'll ask you the question. State. How would you feel if the Chinese military set up a base down the street from your neighborhood?
If they spent all their Chinese yuan at my business and they didn't, get away with... killing people. And
there have been a rash of rapes in Okinawa throughout the years, and I would
ask, they spend money, Mark.
How would you feel about it if you know, perhaps you were involved, you had some kind of relationship with one of the rape victims?
Thanks, Dustin. Think about that. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-453. That's the toll-free number. You can bring up what you want. 1-855-450-3733.
It's the Cosby Radio Minute, with thoughts and observations from America's favorite comedian, actor, and author, Bill Cosby.
English people speak the way they do because the suits they wear don't bend too good, and they have to stand up straight, you know. And see, they're not as relaxed. They all sit up straight no matter what. You've never seen an Englishman leaning unless he was dying. And even then he's saying, I'm so embarrassed that I'm leaning, yeah, but it seems that my life's leaving me, you'll see. You say everything twice. Yeah, yeah. I went to a party, and this Englishman kept saying, I say, and then he didn't say nothing. He had a friend with him, kept saying, quite so, quite so. Quite so what, man? What are you two talking about?
For the latest info on how to connect with Bill Cosby, please visit BillCosby.com. Bill Cosby, America's most beloved funny man, is back with his first humor book since the best-selling Cosbyology. In I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, his hilarious new collection of observations, Bill Cosby brings us more of his wonderful and wacky insights into the human condition that are sure to become classics. I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, the newest book from the legendary Bill Cosby, is available wherever books are sold.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in, toll free. The number is 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
Inviting you on over to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got news updates to keep in the loop with Free Talk Live by getting signed up for our news updates. You can get them via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever way works best for you. So go to news.freetalklive.com.
If you're a cigarette smoker, I was too for many years, you know, well, cigarette smoke, not so good for you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier by some metrics. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker can save about $120 a month, and you'll not smell like cigarettes anymore. Your mouth won't taste like cigarettes. There's no secondhand smoke. People to accuse you of abusing your children. You can use it just about anywhere. You won't have to go outside and smoke in the snow. Free shipping on orders over $60, and you get a free starter kit. One of the best-made vaporizers in America today is the Vaporsmith Vaporizer, and you can get it for free. All you have to do is purchase 40 cartomizers, use coupon code FTL, you'll get the free shipping, and you'll get the free starter kit. If you don't go to, you don't have a computer, you can't go to vaporsmiths.com, or you find the website confusing, or whatever it is, go to 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR, vaporsmiths.com.
All right, 855-450-FREE is our number here. Mark, you kind of said something that might have sounded a little confusing in that last talk about Vaporsmiths there, one of the best-made vaporizers in America today. You mean, like, it's being sold in America. It's being manufactured somewhere else.
Yeah, well, you know, it's best. Yes, it's not made in America necessarily.
Right. It's an international product, too. I mean, they'll ship internationally, will they not?
Indeed.
Okay, good to know. 855-450-FREE is...
The sun never sets on Vaporsmiths.
Toll free number here. We continue with you and your thoughts. We've got Zach listening in Minnesota. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live. And then, Mark, share with us some of the statistics about Okinawa in a moment here.
Okay.
But Zach is first. Go ahead.
All right, gentlemen. Question for you. Everybody's favorite topic, property rights. I was thinking about this today, and I just wanted to get your thoughts first. I'll pose a scenario to you. Let me preface my main question by asking, should harm be quantifiable in that if you were to harm someone, does that need to be able to be measured?
I think absolutely. I mean, if you're talking about trying to make someone whole after property or a person has been physically damaged, then that makes sense to assess a certain amount, a certain dollar value to it. Not to say that everyone's going to agree upon that or that there is some sort of set number that's always appropriate, but I think ultimately someone has to be the decider, and it's probably going to be the arbitrator with the parties that are involved, all of them coming to an agreement together that, yeah, this is a reasonable amount of money to be calm.
Yeah, without knowing what you're talking about, it sounds reasonable that you would want to quantify it. People often talk about diminishment of property values for whatever reason. You know, my neighbors painted their house chartreuse, and now my property value is diminished. Really? By how much? I mean, you'd want to quantify that. A black man has walked through our neighborhood. Our property isn't worth as much.
Although I could say the opposite. I like having black people in my neighborhood, so it brings my property values up.
Right. So, I mean, you know, you just have people making claims if you don't have some kind of quantifiability. Now, go ahead and blow our argument out of the water.
Okay. So is Derek on board with that? Anything to add?
I, too, agree. The only thing I would add to that is not to forget opportunity cost when you're accounting for that.
Okay. So,
is the stuff you could have done otherwise had the injury not happened, you mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, and I'm not trying to trap you guys. I'm just trying to lead you down my thought process here, because it started with the whole axiom of you should be able to do whatever you want so long as you don't harm anyone else,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the main sum of, you know, a pretty basic libertarian philosophy. So what my main topic was, now I'm an avid concealed carry holder. I carry everywhere. If there's a sign, I'm sorry, I ignore it. Now, property owners arguably should be able to ban carry on their property. It's their property. However,
yes.
How have I harmed them? Are they infringing on my rights and you know, I guess there's a battle there, and I don't know who should be more right.
Well,
because,
okay.
Like I said,
okay.
they haven't been harmed in any way.
I would tend to agree with you as long as you're concealing to the point where they have no idea that you are wearing it. If you start toting it around in the open, then yeah, that could affect their business by people being scared away, perhaps. Well, Zach, I would say
the conversation we'll talk total concealment.
Okay, but even still, if you want to have a totally clear conscience, Zach, I think you're still breaching a tacit contract. I mean, even though it's not written anywhere, if they're clear that they don't want people to have the ability to defend themselves on their property, that's a conversation you and that property owner need to have.
Right. Well, you know, and I get where you're coming from with this. You shouldn't harm others, but at the same time, what I'm hearing is they actually haven't been harmed unless you refuse to leave. You know, if for instance they said that somebody sees a gun-shaped bulge in your pants, and they say, "Is that a gun you have in your pants?" You know, and you answer to the affirmative or whatever. I don't know. And then they ask you to leave. You know, then you're, I mean, essentially, I think all they can really do is ask you to leave. I mean, what can they? They can't give you a bill. This is for coming on our property with a gun.
Right.
We had a clearly placed. I mean,
well, right, because Derek used the term contract, but it's not really quite accurate to use that term unless you want to call it a social contract.
Well, I said a tacit contract.
Okay, right, because when you're entering a place of business, there are these tacit contracts or tacit agreements, perhaps this kind of societal norm, maybe that would be a more accurate thing. Like, for instance, when you go to the grocery store, it's normal for people to stop, wait, and check out at the checkout center.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there could be the possibility that somebody comes over from Madagascar where they don't have,
sounds foreign.
Grocery stores, and, you know, they don't know what the hell the grocery store thing is. They go in there, they get a couple limes, put them in their t-shirt, and they walk right out the front door, or, you know, throw a few quarters, at the clerk or something like that.
Right.
You know, there could be some person who's completely socially inept in whatever society in which we're talking about, and they wouldn't have known what the, you know, tacit contract was. They could have pleaded ignorance, or perhaps somebody's blind coming into the store. They didn't see the sign about how they can't carry concealed, and there's not an audio message blasting it to them as they walk in. So, you know, there could be these different kind of extenuating circumstances as to why, you know, you may not have even known that was the rule. And I would tend to agree with Zach that if it's not known that you violated that rule and there's no real offense involved, I say, you know, there's no real restitution that could possibly be made on that.
Yeah, and I also just want to throw in, follow your heart. It sounds like you already do. You ignore some of the signs that say, you know, you're not allowed to defend yourself with a concealed weapon here. So, good for you. If you haven't encountered anyone who's claiming that you owe them money for carrying a weapon into their presence, then I think you're still clear.
It seems like a good risk to take, too. I mean, if you end up in a situation in one of these places where you're the only one with a firearm and you can actually save the day in a certain circumstance, then if the owner gets mad at you after the fact, okay, well, you know, give him some money and, you know, that'll be that. At least people would still be alive. Thanks for the call, Zach. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. That's the toll-free number. Free Talk Live.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That is the number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I, 855-450-3733. Now then, Mark, what is SACL, C-A-I?
SACL, C-A-I is a company that handles accounts receivable for businesses. If you have a business and you didn't get into your business in order to handle all the bills and collections and all those things, SACL CAI can handle it for you. If you can handle it in a way that will respect your clients, you'll be happy with their service. You can find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. It's SACL CAI.
All right. Once again, 855-450-FREE, the number here. Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Nick is in Illinois. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live on the F-Lines.
Hi. You were just talking about property rights with that last caller.
Yeah, that's right, and specifically the issue of disobeying the rules of a property owner, but without that property owner's knowledge, like, for instance, carrying a weapon concealed without the owner's knowledge if you're on a place, if you're in a place where that's supposedly not allowed.
Yes. The idea that there is any kind of tacit contract, any kind of implicit obedience that is required of you for coming onto a certain plot of land is veritably the very basis of statism, I would say. In the case of libertarian property rights, the reason why the person who owns the land makes the rules is not because you are actually obliged to obey those rules. It's because of the consequences. That person can kick you off the land at any time for any reason. So there is nothing being broken there because there was never a contract there in the first place. It's just a case of choosing to assert or not assert a particular right.
So, Nick, we've gone round and round on this one before, and I've got to say that I just don't agree. So if I owned a piece of land, whether that land is the size of the United States or the size of a house, I've got the ability to make rules on that land. However, if I have if I have acquired that land in an immoral fashion, then I cease to have the ability to make the rules. And in the same way that I can't go to your house, stick a gun to your house head, or shoot you, or whatever, and then decide this is my house now. In the same way that most countries are occupied by a group of criminals and thieves calling themselves politicians, and those politicians don't have the right to do what they do because they don't have ownership of the property. So that's really what it all boils down to. The United States was sadly, I'm not saying that I think that it's a bad nation, but that it was founded by a minority revolution that essentially stuck guns in the faces of people that claimed to be the rightful owners previously, whether those people were Indians or Englishmen or whatever, and said, this is ours and we're going to do what we want with it. And people can participate, but they can't overthrow it. Take a look at the Whiskey Rebellion, look at Shays Rebellion, look at these things. They weren't interested in other people setting up their own sovereign little nations or having their own opinion about stuff.
But Mark, doesn't your argument back up what Nick is saying essentially in that what you're talking about is, well, you don't have the right to do this and this and this. You can't just come in and point a gun, etc. Isn't that simply because people have a tacit agreement that property exists, that it's a good idea, and that we all agree, most of us at least, agree to the idea of property so as to further this experience of being human?
But he said that it was the foundation of statism. And I don't know about that. I don't think it is either.
Sorry to disagree with you, Nick, but if I've understood you correctly, I would have to side with Mark here, because it sounds like appealing to consequences is like appealing to the government because there will be consequences for civil disobedience.
Everything Mark said, I completely agree with. Mm-hmm. I don't see where the point of disagreement is.
I don't think it's the foundation of statism. Because states don't have the rights of property owners. They're not property owners. Go ahead, Nick.
What do you think I said the foundation of statism is?
These arguments that people can put up signs and make rules for their property.
The argument is that just because you own the land doesn't mean that you can do whatever you want to anybody who comes there.
I would agree.
You're the one who decides what the restitution is. It doesn't mean that you can make the so-called laws. Laws exist above that.
Okay.
Well, the reason that there's no law in this situation, the issue is if somebody violates a rule on a private property, you're correct, Nick, that you don't get to say, well, now you owe me $50,000 because you brought a gun onto my property and I said you couldn't. It would be someone else who would decide that. It would be an arbitrator with the parties coming to an agreement that's mutually agreeable for everyone to say, this is a reasonable settlement in this case. And so that would be
the only reasonable settlement in that case is that person doesn't get to come back on that property.
And that would be up to the market to decide what would be and what would not be reasonable.
Yes, I still see no point of disagreement here.
I think that's only a
miscommunication.
Yep, I think you're right about that. So there you go. Thanks, Nick, for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Frank, listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Very interesting discussion tonight. What I think we should do with our military bases, because we're an empire in decline, if I were to take, let's say, a human metaphor, I would say this is sort of like the menopause of the United States' empire. We're in the last throes of these vibrant hot flashes, and there's no one better to express the irrationality of that condition than Hillary Clinton, our Secretary of State, who is so undiplomatic and so belligerent and so arrogant and so ignorant regarding foreign policy, diplomatic history, and international law.
It's an interesting, a metaphor? Yeah, that's very interesting.
That's just sort of like my intro. What I want to say is what we should do with our military bases, like Okinawa, is basically retain the base because we won it in the Second World War. That was part of the unconditional surrender. And we should use it to build multi-billion-dollar office residential complexes.
Well, how about you do that, Frank?
Then rent those to the Japanese.
Frank, how about you do that? Because it's not my base. I didn't win it
in anything.
I never
won a base.
This is what I'm saying, how we could actually close down our empire and make it sort of profitable to cover some of the massive debts that this country has built up over the last 70, 80 years.
Let them improve the property. Just sell it off. If that's what it takes to get out of there, just sell the raw property, in the way, shape, or form. Put every serviceman in Okinawa.
Forget selling it. Just get out.
In anything smoking. If they're willing to pay for it, I think
what I'm
going
to do is this. Okay. Basically, we demilitarize everything. And, it's sort of like all of the trillions of dollars we've spent in Afghanistan. The government in Afghanistan said that if the United States attacks Pakistan or attempts to destabilize Pakistan, they're going to fight us.
Okay.
So, let's face it, it's been a failed foreign policy. We have had a failed foreign policy since 1947, and it's time to recognize that. It's time to liquidate the empire, and it's time to bring the troops home. This empire is finished. We're bankrupt.
Frank, I agree with you, but how are you going to incentivize the military-industrial complex to stop doing what it's doing, building bases around the world?
We're going to try them for war crimes.
Okay. So you're going to incentivize them by trying them for war crimes, and you're going to tell them that it's a better idea to spend their time and money building office buildings and residential structures.
No. That's the military-industrial complex doesn't own that property. That's owned by the United States of America, which is a corporation. That should be developed, and that should be rented out over a long-term basis. We could lease to Japan that Okinawa base, just like the Chinese after the Opium War, leased Hong Kong to the British for 99 years.
Frank, are you seriously suggesting that the United States government is not a part of the military-industrial complex?
Well, the Defense Department most certainly is, but the point is this. I'm being very specific regarding international law and treaties and all of this. Which
I think
is
it's
something
a better idea than what we've got
Secretary
going.
Frank, maybe you should bid on the property if they ever close it down, and then you can rent it out to whoever you want.
You guys cutting me off?
Thanks for we're not cutting you off. We're saying goodbye. Thanks, Frank. Appreciate it. 855-453. That's a toll-free number. You can call any old time you want.
I'm looking at the space here on Okinawa the United States covers, and it is a good portion of the island. It's not just a base.
Yeah, I say let it go. Just let it go. 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. More about Okinawa. You get some stats for us, Mark.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Dial in toll free. Bring up anything that you want. 855-453. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
And we invite you on over to the website, freetalklive.com. Lots of features available there for you. The webcam is one of them. You can go watch, listen, and interact over at cam.freetalklive.com. Interact, I say, because the chat room is built into the same page. You can do all those things all at the same time and all for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
So Free Talk Live is going to stuff your stocking this holiday season.
Ooh.
That's right. There's supposed to be an entendre there. Most days from now until I actually go leave for Christmas vacation, we'll be giving away prizes because Ian doesn't want to do this. It's like leaving the whole burden on me to give away all these wonderful prizes to our listeners. We're going to do it on the Facebook page. All you have to do is go like our page at facebook.freetalklive.com and then keep an eye on the page. We'll be giving away all kinds of things. There'll be prizes from Totosax, Vapor Smiths is giving away vaporizers. So not only you don't even have to buy the 40 cartomizers to get the free Vapor Smiths vaporizer, Liberty stickers, bumper sticker, 5 packs. Actually, Ruger has some new magazines apparently that they're these things seem valuable to me.
Mm.
Large clip magazines and several other prizes that we'll be giving away at facebook.freetalklive.com. Just go there, like the page, keep an eye on things, and you could win. They're easy games. Yesterday I had people guess a letter of the alphabet, and so the person who got the closest to the letter won.
And would it be like the first person who does it? Because obviously if more than 26 people participate in that one, or like even if more than a few people participate, they're going to guess it multiple times.
If the contests get bigger and bigger, there are about maybe 20 responses, and mm-hmm. people did guess the same letter. And if they would have guessed the letter, I would have given them more than one.
I see. Okay.
Will there be games of skill as well as games of
chance? What kind of skill would you like to? I mean, the only things I can think of at this point on Facebook are pick a number. you know, that kind of thing.
I don't know. Some sort of trivia, listening in old FTL trivia.
I hate trivia.
All right.
Here's the reason. And I'm not trying to be mean. I actually am quite good at trivia, but there's always another answer. I once played Trivial Pursuit, and the question was, what was the last war the United States participated in? They answered Vietnam. Well, we all know here that Vietnam wasn't a war because the United States hasn't declared war since 1941. So the last war the United States participated in was World War II. And I don't want to, hash it out and have, because, somebody's going to get married to their answer.
I see what you're saying. Sure,
there's no doubt what letter I was guessing last night. you don't believe me? Tough. That's what it boils down to.
All right, so people can participate in this by going to facebook.freetalklive.com, liking our Facebook profile, and then just keeping their eyes open on their news feed or on the Free Talk Live feed there.
Yeah, you would obviously have to have a Facebook account for this to work for you.
Now, one of the things I wanted to suggest to you, Mark, since this is this contest is your baby, and it's not that I'm not willing to help, it's just that this is the thing you do,
uh-huh.
and you do it so well.
Uh-huh.
So what I would suggest is that you do it at different times throughout the day,
yes.
over time, so that's not always the people that are on Facebook at 5 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever having a chance to win.
Right. There are times that are easier for me and times that are easier for other folks, and I do intend to do just that.
Great.
So, there you go.
So from now until when is your vacation anyway?
Sometime in mid-December. I don't know.
So we got about a month then.
Yeah, something like that. And we're going to give, I think I'm going to give multiple prizes away a day.
It's crazy.
Right. We got so many prizes here at Free Talk Live. We're insane.
Prizes. So go and get, like the Facebook profile if you haven't yet, facebook.freetalklive.com. Hey, Okinawa, we were talking about this military base, and Frank was talking about how he thinks that we should sell our base. And, of course, it's not my base. I want nothing to do with it.
We won it years ago before we were born.
Apparently so. It sounds like we won it in a poker game or something like that. And no, it was claimed earlier by a caller that, oh, well, they love us there. Okinawa, that's great. Everybody there loves us. And you said that's not true, Mark.
According to a 2007 Okinawa Times poll, 85% of Okinawans oppose the presence of the U.S. military due to, just a bunch of different things, essentially.
And the other 15% work at the local bars. Right?
And right.
Or strippers or whores.
I don't know what their all their reasons are, but according to a 2007 Okinawa Times poll, 85% of Okinawans oppose the presence of the U.S. military there. There are some other polls here that kind of mitigate those numbers to some extent. Some people would like to see a reduction in the amount of personnel there as opposed to a complete elimination. But that's the statement. Between 1972 and 2009, there were more than 5,600 criminal offenses committed by U.S. servicemen. And, imagine what you feel like if that's your community. And there's people from a foreign country that essentially living in your community committing crimes.
Now, that's over 5,000 criminal offenses in Okinawa or on the military base?
I don't know. It's.
I'm guessing it's the former.
It's committed in Okinawa.
In Okinawa, okay.
Yeah, so that's what.
Because if it's on the military base, then they would be prosecuted by the military, and it would be a military jurisdiction. Mm.
I would suspect you're right on that statement.
So there are probably several more crimes on the base.
Yeah. So they've got a great deal of the 18% of the mainland belongs to the United States. It even looks like more than that to me, but maybe I'd say otherwise. So anyway, the Marine that said that the Okinawans love us must have been talking about the other 15% of Okinawans.
Well, those ignorant Okinawans that just don't know what's best for them, the central planners really have it figured out.
They're probably being nice to some extent. I mean,
well, right. What was the exact statistic again? 86%. Can you read it exactly?
It's 85% of Okinawans oppose the presence of the U.S. military.
See, that doesn't mean they like or dislike them. That just means they oppose their presence there. So it could be that 15% of them support their presence there but hate them. For instance, if I'm running the bar that's next to one of the bars that's next to the Okinawa military base, I hate probably having to deal with these round eyes coming in and causing the trouble and whatever, harassing my wait staff and doing whatever, being drunken louts. I hate dealing with that, but they do bring a lot of business in, so I'm okay with them being there. I'm willing to deal with it. See what I'm saying? So just look at the wording of it.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about this. I mean, from the number of criminal offenses here doesn't seem particularly high when I'm looking at it. I'm 1.7% of the crimes that were in that period were perpetrated by U.S. servicemen. You would think it would be a significantly a larger percent because service people are of the age of people that commit crimes. People that commit crimes are generally between the ages of 15 and 25, right. And firmly in those numbers are U.S. service people, generally. And you would think that the numbers, frankly, it looks like the U.S. service people have been, to some extent, well-behaved. However, when you're talking about 127 rapes, then you can say, look at them! Look at Whitey! You know, that it isn't going to, it doesn't matter what's true, only what appears to be true.
Just bringing people together, just with those military occupations, it's horrible.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it seems to me that, you know, I don't disagree with Frank's statement. As far as I'm concerned, giving the land back would be fine, but if the United States has it in some kind of treaty, I don't see any problem with the United States, you know, selling it and then giving that money to, say, pay off some, you know, Social Security, you know, folks or, you know, something like that. Give the, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I want the government to divest itself of responsibilities. It's not going to do that. That's a pipe dream that I have.
Right, but those are some, like, tragic numbers. But speaking of occupations, I was wondering if we were going to be covering the difference in how the occupations have been playing out if, in this hour.
Well, I certainly will have time to touch on it, and then we can continue on into the final hour of the program. Of course, plenty of time for you and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. But I had mentioned earlier, and we never really got to dig in because we went elsewhere. That happens on this show. I had mentioned elsewhere that earlier in the show that your view has changed just over the last week about the Occupy movement, Derek. And, you know, I'd been trying to explain the reasons why I was going to Occupy Keene. And you had gone to maybe one or two meetings in the very beginning, became somewhat disillusioned with, and I'll let you explain for yourself, what was it that was disillusioning toward, you know, in the beginning of this?
Well, a lot of it was focusing on, okay, guys, we're out here and we're ready to spread a message to the community. And all that these people seemed to want to do was, like, wave signs and just do things that weren't going to ruffle anyone's feathers. And that's just not my bag. So I was hoping that they would grow a pair and start to do things that would rock the boat a little bit. So they didn't seem to be interested in doing any of that stuff, and that's why I distanced myself. I want to get involved with something a little more serious.
I see where you're coming from, and I would say that you know, you're changing your opinion now generally around the whole movement. We'll come back and talk more about
things are changing
on a larger scale, and I would say that there are some pretty hardcore people that have been going to these meetings here as well that want to do things like camp out. And get arrested. There's one guy that said he doesn't feel like he's occupied until he's been arrested. So there's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855 to get vapor or go to vaporsmiths.com.
There it is. Let's follow it and see where it goes.
A new kind of broadband company is here. We're CenturyLink, linking Americans coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country.
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
Oh, give me free.